Here's a scoop.
Listen, do you want to know a secret?
We already know who's going to be on the ballot next year.
Even though you won't see their names.
Oh, closer. Let me whisper in your ear.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
Election 2018 is a little more than a year away, but we are looking forward still to the past.
It's pretty certain that whoever the Democratic nominee for governor is next year is absolutely going to make an issue of Governor Rick Snyder's record. If you are a Democrat, you are going to want to talk about his use of emergency managers. You are going to want to talk about the Flint water crisis and right to work.
But we are also seeing Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette kind of doing the same thing as he eyes the office held by term-limited Snyder, with whom, even though they are both from the Republican Party, he has had a tempestuous relationship.
Now that he's officially in the governor's race, Schuette is trying to separate himself from the status quo, supposing that voters right now want something new, something different. And that's not an unsound political strategy when you take a look back at 2016, which was full of establishment backlash.
So Schuette says Michigan needs to, quote, cop a new attitude, suggesting a break from the past.
I want Michigan to be a growth state, a paycheck state, and a job state.
But here's fellow Republican Rick Snyder, 14 months still from retirement, already defending his legacy, saying, look, I'm the jobs governor.
We are the job state in the nation today. We are the fiscally responsible state in the nation today. We only have room to keep going up. Let's get it done.
And so all of this is an example of it being really hard to run what needs to be a new, exciting campaign when you're a candidate running after a politician of the same party. Think Hillary Clinton after Barack Obama, John McCain after George W. Bush, Al Gore after Bill Clinton.
Here in Michigan, remember Lieutenant Governor Dick Postumus trying to follow Republican Governor John Engler. Instead, then Attorney General Jennifer Granholm, a Democrat, was the new interesting candidate.
She won, of course, and now Schuette is trying to capitalize on that piece of history, trying to reconnect voters' memories to the miseries of the Great Recession.
The only thing that got blown away during Jennifer Granholm's governorship were the hopes and dreams and aspirations of Michigan families.
A recent online ad there from the Schuette campaign.
Taking aim at a politician who has not been in office for more than 7 years.
Yeah. Granholm, Snyder, those are two names you will not see on your ballot in November 2018.
But some people at least are going to try to make you vote on them. Both of them would probably tell, well, Bill Schuette at least, it's easier to campaign against something than it is to do the job once you have it.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.